So it's incredibly important to add value. I mean, not only getting a better price, reducing the transportation costs, a consistent market, but also the economic activity it creates in rural North Dakota, rural America. So this is huge, and we need to keep building these value-added ag plants. And they also start to integrate, just like in Jamestown, the soybean crush plant. That oil goes out to Marathon Oil in Dickinson, where they make biofuels. So it builds on, you know, the whole economic ecosystem. This is huge. The other thing is the diversification. We're one of the top states for pulse crops now. Matter of fact, we're now a leader in about 40 different commodities that we grow. And so when our farmers have options as to what crop to grow, that is huge too, not only for the rotation in their field, but then they can see what is doing better, where prices are a little better, and then and pick those crops. And again, when prices are down like they are now for our farm commodities, it's incredibly important.
Now, do you have anything in the future? You know, we talk about the future. We've got a couple in Castleton. You've talked about the ones out west. Are there any more in the hopper for North Dakota facilities like this?
Superior Grains does this, very similar up in Minot for pulse crops. And then we have other value-added projects coming on all the time. Matter of fact, Red Trail Ethanol is looking at doubling the size of their facility. And right now they're pulling the CO2 off and capturing it. And then sending their product out west to California as a very low carbon intensive fuel. But for this expansion, we want to use that CO2 for enhanced oil recovery. So we're going to get more oil out of the ground because we're going to pull that CO2 and use it for enhanced oil recovery. So again, that's what I'm saying. It's not just food, it's fuel and it's fiber. And this network of plants that we're building around the state, they're supporting each other. They're creating more activity. There's a synergy out there.
Great. Thank you, Senator Hovind, for those comments.
Great. Thanks for coming out.
There's Senator John Hovind here. We are here at the grand opening here at Columbia Grain and the processing plant.